Hello everyone and welcome to another special episode, a special episode of Gaishke Urawaza Ego. My name is BJ Fox and with me, as always, is the incredible Ishii Terumi.
Dama, Ishii Terumi desu! Incredible! Tetsukete kurete arigato, BJ! So we are having another very special episode!
Ta-da! Episode
Ta-da!
60!
60! Yay! なんと 60回目! すごい! Yeah, like, 1年経ったってこと?
Over a year has passed.
Yeah, over a year.
Yeah.
Wow! いつの間に、すごくない?
And do you know what's scary? Over half our episodes now, we've done on Zoom.
Oh, really? Wow! もう半分以上Zoomでやってるんだ!
Yeah, I looked back and episode 29 was our first experiment. You know, do you remember we did a work from home episode that we thought might be a one-off style experiment where we could do it from Zoom, working from home, and then we've never ever met each other again.
そうか、そうか。いや、もう最初にズームでやるって言われた時は、そういう話になった時は、本当にできるのかな?やっぱり実際に会って、ね、収録したいなと思ったんだけれども、まあ、いざやってみるとね、できるものだね。We could do it.
Yeah.
で、で、 I don't feel like I'm not seeing you anymore.
For like half
an year.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like we're as close as ever. I do miss producer Ruben though.
Okay.
Yeah. We used to hang out a lot.
あ、そういうことか。 But we are seeing him.
Yeah, but I just
want through Zoom.
But you are right. We meet every single week and we've been doing it every week for the last 30 weeks, every week for the last 60 weeks. Episode 60. Amazing.
So, is this a ballpark figure?
A ballpark figure? No. It's not. No. I guess what would we call it? Would we call it like a round number episode? A round number episode?
Round number. Round number って でも なんか小数点以下を切った数字とか丸めた数字みたいなことってことかな。
Yeah, I would say that's a rounded number, like rounded up or down.
あ、そうかそうかそうか。 Rounded number ではなくて round number。
Yeah.
まあ、切りがいい数字。
Yeah, yeah.
いや、切りがいい。そう、50とか60とか。
So,、ね、yeah.
70, 80, 90, 100. Okay, it's round number episode.
Yeah.
Which means
we are going to look back at the last 10 episodes and, you know, just highlight some special moments, maybe highlight some moments that didn't make it into the final weekly podcasts. And, you know, as always, we've got some mistakes and maybe some singing from Ishii Terumi.
ちょっと待って、歌ってたの私だけ?BGM歌ってなかったっけ? Well, let's see. 何かあの、ね、ちょっとエピソードに入れきれなかったものだとか、はい、あの、NG 集ですとか、間違えてしまったことですとか、ちょっとスペシャルエピソードとして今回はお届けしてまいります。
And lots of extra learnings as well. Some points that we, you know, we want our listeners to really, you know, take home with them.
ただね、おふざけしてるだけじゃないですよ。本当に学びもありますのでね。はい。そちらもお届けしてまいります。So, let's take a look back at the last 10 episodes!
So, one of our favorite episodes recently was Google is your friend, which we discovered was a polite way to say in Japanese...
Google kasu.
Google kasu. Do you know, I haven't used it yet. I haven't used Google kasu yet.
It's not the word that you, like, say yet.
Yeah.
I think it's an internet slang more than...
Okay.
Yeah, well, anyway, you should use it. Someday.
I will try it one day.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I translated that as Google is your friend. But can we just check and go back on how you translated it?
Google kasu.
Google kasu.
Google.
Yeah, that means Google. You Google.
Google.
Yeah.
You Google. Kasu means like a
Yeah, Terumi, your language recently has become really rough.
あら、私あんなこと申し上げましたっけ?おほほほほほ。ほら、なんかさ、swear words みたいなのってさ、よくドラマとか映画で出てくるから、なんか真似したくなるんだよね。
Be careful with that.
はい、ま、気をつけます。はい。Yeah.
Because in another episode, the episode about baby talking, it got even worse.
もっと悪いこと言ってたの。やば。
Okay. So, tell me.
Yes.
What do you think this phrase means?
めちゃくちゃ怒っちゃった。He was
Beep. Yeah, he was very, very angry.And what was weird about that episode is that was the episode we were celebrating the birth of my daughter and you decided to just beep, beep, beep.
ごめんね、せっかく BJ のファースト lovely baby girl が生まれてきてお祝いしてるのにこのおばさんが汚い言葉使っちゃって。But like, I didn't know the word is that bad.
Oh, jeez.
また言っちゃったよ。全然学習しない。I'm not learning.
Well, do you know why? It's an interesting word.Pissed because it's a rude word to mean angry, but in the UK we use it to mean drunk.
Ah, so なんだ. He's pissed って言ったらもう酔っ払ってるあの人みたいな.
Yeah. So I think in America, he's pissed means he's angry, and I guess in the UK as well. But if he said, you know, he got pissed last night, probably means he had a few too many drinks.
だいたい大抵彼 he got pissed last night だったら昨日彼は酔っ払ったって意味になると。
Yeah.Yeah.
So だから BJ なんだろうな誰かが怒ってるって時に like she got pissed はダメなんだ。
Yeah, I would say overall, and this goes for all bad language in the workplace. Maybe just don't use it. There are other words. If you want to say someone's drunk, say they're drunk or they're tipsy or they're battered or smashed or.
おおおおいっぱいある。
Yeah.
Yeah. いっぱいあるね。それが今勉強になりそうだよ。
Yeah. There's an episode for the future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I got drunk is the only expression that I know.
Yeah.
Like from studying.
I would say my typical word would be smashed.
Smashed なんてもうスマッシュするみたいなことしか知らないからね。
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's save this for another episode.
Another episode. But, you know, if the takeaway, the learning for all our users is...If you hear a word on a TV drama and you're not sure, don't use it in the workplace.
そっか、ドラマで聞いてこれ使いたいなと思っても仕事場では使わない方がいいと。
Yeah. Maybe test it once on Cambly first.
うまい、上手だね。そう、Cambly でまずテストしてみて、これは仕事場でも使っていい言葉かどうかチェックしてから、仕事場で使うかどうかジャッジしようと。え、友達の間でもダメ?
That's fine.
友達の間では、like, he got pissed. My boyfriend got pissed. は、OK.
Yeah, that's absolutely
fine.
あ、それ
はいいんだ。でも難しいよね、英語ね。その、pissedが起こるだけど、仕事場では使っちゃいけないとかね。ちょっと一回一回ジャッジしなきゃいけないからね。
Yeah, and talking about UK swear words, I actually had a bad moment too.Yeah, and you know, they have time for some shopping, some sightseeing, dinners, and the bloody robot restaurant. Oh my lord, the robot restaurant. I've been like four times.
出ました bloody robot restaurant! ね、bloody ってさ、すごいイギリス人の人が使う bloody なんとかって。
Yeah.
It's bloody cold とか。
Bloody cold.
Bloody robot restaurant ってどういうことよ
It's the, あの、クソロボットレストラン。What should I say in Japanese?
なんだろうな、別にロボットレストラン自体は素敵な楽しい場所なんだけども。
It's not. BJ… It's horrible. It's horrible.
ダメだよ、そんなこと言っちゃう、BJ.
Yeah, in that episode, we both used the UK swear word, bloody. It's a kind of word that, you know, it is a swear word, but I say it all the time.
でもなんか bloody cold ってよく聞く。
Yep, bloody cold, yep. Do you know, actually, I shouldn't really say this because I'm not allowed to say what I'm filming at the moment, but there was a line in the script that I had to say, which is freezing. Oh, it's so, and it, you know, essentially it's cold outside. And naturally, I wanted to say bloody cold. It's a very natural phrase in the UK.
And you didn't say it.
No.
You said it.
I didn't say it because I was like, nah. I was like, this could get me in trouble with the broadcaster.
あ、そうなんだ。やっぱちょっと汚い言葉なんだ。日本語で言うとなんだろう。わ、クソサミーみたいな感じかな。Yeah.
But what I would say as well is when I was younger, that word was, that was an NG word, bloody. this, honestly, producer Ruben's going to have to beep every other word in this episode. But that word bloody, when I was younger, was a rude word. And now, mm-hmm. as time passes, it's lost some of that edge. It's lost some of that nastiness. And so I would say, I would say in front of my mum now, but when I was a young boy, I would definitely not say in front of my mum.
なるほどね。日本語でもありますよね。絶対そんな言葉使っちゃいけませんって子供の頃言われてたけれども、大人になったらまあ使ってもいいでしょ。I heard that, like, the word that starts from F.
Yeah.
That's, like, also not that bad to use.
I would say it's still bad, but if you look at how it's used on TV, like when I was younger, if it was used on TV, it would be...potentially discussed in the parliament. It was like a big issue being used on TV. But now, even in a film, like for kids, sometimes it pops up. I think I heard it in the X-Men.
X-Men でも出てくるぐらい、そうそう、結構その、ネイティブの人は別に友達同士だったら結構普通に使うよみたいな。そういう感じらしいね。
I would say, we're getting so off topic. Should we just do an episode about swearing one day? Okay.
これもまた新しいエピソードが出来上がりましたのでお楽しみに。
How to swear in the workplace?
Yeah, how to swear in the workplace.
How to swear in the workplace?
No, I just think, yes, native people do use swear words all the time. And I use the F word sometimes. But it's very difficult to know the level. And I hear sometimes Japanese second language speakers using it. And I'm like, ooh, you're trying to be friendly, but that's a bit aggressive. So just be careful. I always think be careful. Yeah.
そうそうそう。だからネイティブの人が感覚、その言葉のね、ニュアンスを知って使うのと、母国語じゃないのにどっかから借りてきて使うっていうのはなんか全然また違うからね、難しいですよね、そこは。だからまあ、心配な時は使わないに越したことはない。けれども、ピースとかが悪い言葉だとは全く知らなかったから、なんかすごい私危なかったなって思う。Okay. I learned a lot.
Good. But anyway, back to Google is your friend.
Okay.
We introduced that as an urawaza to protect you from people sending you annoying emails. Do you remember?
なんか調べればわかることを聞いてくるイメールから自分を守るための方法をご紹介しましたよ。
But you had a different interpretation.
そうね、タイムウェイスターだったね。まあでもちょっと可愛かったけどね。なんか I felt like I wanted to help you out.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
Yeah. まあまあまあね、そういうコミュニケーション自体が。
Yeah. Maybe I just wanted to communicate with you, Terumi.
なんかね、that made me feel like maybe this guy might like me.
Oh.
So.なんか、そう、なんか、pointless な会話で、なんか、私ととにかく喋りたいのかなっていう。
You know, that is a urawaza, isn't it? Like, when you're, like, trying to talk to someone, like, that you like, you send them a pointless message and just see if they respond.
そうだね。好きな人に対してはね、どうでもいいこと聞いて、本当は別に調べればわかるようなこととか、聞いてもどうしようもないことを質問したりして、とにかく相手と会話したいのかな?
That's probably why I was single for so long. Because people would write to me, send me questions like, BJ, do you like this film? On message, and I would just write back, Google is your friend.
え、待って、do you like this film? って聞かれて、Google is your friend って答えしたの?
No, that's a really bad example.
それはちょっと、もっとこう、色っぽいさ、会話しようよ、BJ。
Yeah.
Well, anyways, like, you're, ね、you're married, you're daddy, no problem.
Oh, can I just...
It's my problem,
The worst question is, when you're dating someone at the beginning, and they write to you, what did you do today? And I'm like...
Oh, that's good.
I'm like, I can't write that in a line text.
Yeah. You didn't like it. まあね、今日何したのはちょっとね、like, unless you are in a good relationship,like it's so bothering.
週末はどう?
まあね、マッチングアプリね、いろいろ BJ もね、これ言っていいのかよくわかんない。I'm not sure if I could say this, but なんかね、マッチングアプリとかを
やってたらそんな時期もあったんでしょう。
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's for, yeah, yeah. that's for the future. Love 裏技英語。
ラブ裏技ね、外資系、ラブ系裏技英語がもしありましたら、ね、
yeah.
お届けしたいと思います。
So you thought that maybe people were just writing to you because maybe they like you.
そうよ。Maybe someone wanted to have a conversation、mm. or maybe the person liked you,、mm. BJ.
BJ のこと好きだったのかもしれない。だからちょっとたわいもないお話を楽しみたかったかもしれないわけじゃない、
mm. Do you know,、after that, when you pointed that out, it did make me、mm. rethink my attitude.
BJ もちょっと思い返すが、mm. 思い当たるところがあったということで。
Yeah, especially in the workplace, you know, it is important to appear friendly and be a good team member. So if you're always being a little bit too harsh, then maybe that's not a good idea.
え、仕事場では too harsh になりすぎちゃうのは良くない。
うん、maybe。
But like too friendly もさ、なんか別、それもあんま職場では好かれなかったりもするしね。
Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't be too friendly, right?、Mm. Or like too much like, extra conversation.
Yeah.
Like someone wouldn't like it. So, なんかそこのバランスはね、mm. ちょっと難しいですけれども。
Yeah, yeah. You just have to find that balance.But you know, I did, it did make me laugh that you were like, maybe, maybe they like you. Maybe they like you.
BJ にとってはそれは発見であったと。
Yeah.
その発想はなかったわけです。
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, talking about relationships and love, we finally, in the last 10 episodes, we finally did our relationship love 裏技 episode.
ね、ついにこのリレーションシップラブ裏技エピソードをお届けできました。楽しかったですね、あの会話。
Yeah, it was so...
いつも楽しいけど。
Yeah, it was so much fun. And I think it's probably one of our most popular episodes ever.
もう、しのぶさんとなるみさんが出てくださったおかげで。
But, when we were talking, we really... It became quite a fun chat. It went so long. It went so...
めちゃくちゃ長くなりましたね。
Yeah.
We could talk forever って感じでしたね。
Absolutely. Like already、we did one version for the podcast, a longer、version for YouTube,、and we still had more content that we had to cut out.
ポッドキャスト用がありまして、YouTube 用はさらに長くって、さらにそこにも収まりきらなかったコンテンツがございます。Mm.
We even had to cut an 裏技 from Narumi.、okay, Narumi, did you have a couple of urawaza or a couple of phrases you like as well?
でもそれ urawaza かな?
I'm not sure, because I after listening to Shino-san's story, and I came up with the one specific story that I had, which was, I'm not sure this is urawaza,
yeah, okay.
but it can yeah. be. So I'm going to tell you guys a story. So I was 19 years old. That was like first...every date that I went、okay. on. So he took me, the guy that I was dating, he was Filipino, took me to a restaurant、okay. or something. Or we were like hanging out and decided to go out、okay. and eat. And so we both in a car、or alone. And he was like talking to me. I didn't really understood English at the time. I wasn't be able to speak、okay. well. And he said,、what are you craving for? And I was like, I didn't understandThe craving.
Okay,、means. So I was just explaining. So you're in a car with a Filipino guy. It's a first date.
Filipino guy.
And he asks、date. You, what are you craving are, for?
Correct.
Okay.
And then I didn't understand the word mean、mm-hmm. craving. So I was like, I always use a trick. I always had to, there's a specific trick that I always use when I don't understand English. I ask the same exact question to、yeah. the person.But I didn't want to just ask him, like, what are you craving for? I wanted to be kind of cool. So I said just the word, you. And then, so it was, he was really surprised.、Yeah. Later I found out is that, what are you craving? Craving is like something that you want to、yeah. eat. He was asking me what、yeah. I want to eat, but like wanted to like desperately、yeah. eat.But I said you, which means very sexual.
Yeah, very sexual. That is the most direct.
Very sexual.
wow, he must have thought, ka-ching, this、mm. is done.
Yeah, exactly. And I explained later, I was like, after seeing his reaction, you know, on the first day, I was like, no, 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 no. Like, I said, what about you? And he was like, oh, okay, I'm craving for something. And I was like, oh, okay, he's asking me a food, not. And then I was like telling him, like, eat me, you know?
So that was Narumi-san's urawaza. ね、あの英語でわからないことを聞かれたら同じ質問を返す。 If you don't understand the question, just ask it back. この裏技素晴らしいと思う私。
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's really good.、ね、yeah. And like also even like basically if someone asks you a question, you're like, what do you think?
What? そうそうそうそう、あるあるある、そういうのね。あとは質問をなんかまた第三者の人に投げるパターンとかもありますけれども。まあ、この場合は What are you craving for?
Yeah.
何食べたい?
Yeah.
に対してあなたはって言いたくて、まあ、ちょっとおかしな意味になっちゃったっていうね。
Talking about mistakes, you know, we, me, BJ Fox, you, Ishii Tenami, producer Ruben sometimes as well, we make mistakes as well. We make lots of them.
私超間違えてるよ。I'm always mistaking. Like, I'm not very afraid of that. あんまね、私はね、I'm not very like shy. I'm not very afraid to mistake, to make mistakes.
Which is no doubt why you're so successful.
あんまサクセスフルでもないけど、なんかその日本人ってね、その間違えてると嫌だな、だから英語を喋るの恥ずかしいっていう人いるけどね、私それあんま気になんないんだよね。なんか not only English. Like, I...study a little bit of Korean とか、他の言葉とかでも、あ、なんか全然間違いまくってるだろうなって分かってるけど、なんか別にどんどん喋ってみるっていうのは結構トライするタイプかもしれない。でね、like even like a successful person like Narumi-san、yeah. even like made mistakes and she like learned and she's very successful、
yeah.
now. So
yeah, I think that was one of the main like, takeaways from that episode is that, you know, it's, yeah,、sure. mm. it's failure, failure, ship by ship by ship by failure, 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 and then you finally find the answer.、
So in that sense, like, failure is not a failure. It's just a challenge and learnings.、Oh. Challenge, learnings.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. sometimes I feel like on the podcast when we make a mistake、uh-huh. and a couple of times we've had to apologize afterwards because we've given out the wrong information.
そうね、ポッドキャストで間違ってて後ほど謝罪するのはちょっと恥ずかしいよね。Especially, そうよね、BJ は一応ネイティブスピーカーだからね。Yeah. なんか間違ってたりするとちょっと。
I'm like a native speaker, I'm like an educator, I'm supposed to be some kind of 教育者 and I'm just, we're not though, we're not experts, we're just speaking from our own experience.
そうね、そうそう、yeah. いやいや、でも私も言うて日本語めちゃくちゃになってたりするからね、よくね、しょうがない。
Yeah, this was especially true, we found in the ballpark episode.
Ballpark episode, 何があったっけ?
Well, it was, well, basically, it was about baseball, and it turns out that I'm British, producer Ruben is Dutch, New Zealand, and we know nothing about baseball.
BJ はイギリス人で、イギリスで野球はそんなに人気じゃないし、プロデューサールーベはニュージーランドだから、ニュージーランドでもそんな野球はポピュラーじゃないし、日本人である私も、あの日本では野球すごい人気だけど全然野球詳しくないっていうので知ってる人が誰もいないっていうなかなか悲惨な状況だったっていうことありましたけれども聞いてみましょう。
Baseball, yes.
Okay. でも日本 It's so popular in Japan.
Yeah, and I guess my experience of it is in Japan. Yeah.
なるほど。 It's not popular in UK, is it?
Zero.
Zero なんだ。聞かないもんね。
I would say
I've never
zero.
Heard of it. 本当に? え、ゼロなの? 人気がちょっとそんなにないとかじゃなくて。
Well, we have cricket.
Oh yeah. We cricket have, is different yeah. from baseball.
Yeah.
It's another sport, right?
Yeah. I think New Zealand as well play cricket. Australia, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and the UK love cricket.
クリケットのある国には野球はないのかな?
Yeah.
So the countries which have crickets don't have baseball. Is that right?
I would say that is correct. Anyone who's like a pro would play cricket.
何かプロの選手がいるとしたらそれはクリケットの選手なんですね。Mm. So, Ruben, what is it?
Well, I don't want to brag, but the New Zealand men's softball team is amazing.
Haha, soft ball is New Zealand.
Yeah, I have no idea why. In most countries, it's considered a women's only sport. I think in Japan too, right?
そうね、ソフトボールは日本はオリンピックでもメダル取ったりして一時期話題になりましたけども、確かに女性の方が有名かもしれない。
I played softball once. Very surprised
oh, really?
To discover the ball wasn't soft.
ソフトボールのボールはソフトじゃないんだ。
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Have you not played it? It's rock hard.
Rock hard?
Yeah, it's like a brick.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.So what's the difference between normal na handball? Ah, so ka. What's the difference between baseball then? Oh no.
You are asking the wrong people.
Wrong people. 誰も分かってないのこれ。
Well, like I ask me a cricket question. Don't ask me a softball question.
あ、クリケットには詳しいんだ BJ。
Ruben, what's the difference between softball and baseball? Go.
The pitcher in baseball goes underhand.
ああ、そうだ。投げるときに下から投げるんだ。
Oh, and I think in baseball, if you win, you win the World Series. If you win in softball, you get ice cream. I think everyone buys ice cream for each other. No? So I don't know much about baseball. I have seen baseball. I've seen baseball in Japan. I've seen baseball in New York as well. I went to see a match with Igarashi Senshu for the New York something, Mets maybe. Yep, it turns out that Ruben and I know very little about baseball and even less about softball.
野球を BJ もルーベンも知らないけど、ソフトボールのことはもうさらに何も知らなかったということが分かりました。
Yeah. And even what we described, which was, I think we said baseball you pitch underarm and softball you pitch overarm. Pitch meaning throw. It's the opposite. We said the opposite.
逆を言っていたと。上から投げるのと下から投げる、野球は上から投げる、ソフトボールは下から投げる、野球は上から投げる、ソフトボールは下から投げる、それを逆に言ってたと。
Yeah.
まあ、that's just a, ね、言い間違いでしょ? You just said it wrong.
Yeah, we just said it wrong にしときましょう。Okay, yeah, we just said it wrong. We just said it wrong. But the thing is, what you have to understand is, coming from the UK and New Zealand is, you know, our big, you know, bat and ball sport is cricket.
BJ もルーベンもニュージーランドでもクリケット有名なんだね、
yeah.
人気なんだね、
yeah.
Okay.
And so one day I'm thinking maybe we should do a special cricket Urawaza Eigo episode.
クリケットエピソードができるんだ、
yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's
what is it about?
Well, we could use phrases like the customer's presentation not me for six.
What does that mean
Ruben, what does it mean?
He smashed it out of the park.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It was so good, it knocked me down. It was so amazing, I was surprised.
But it comes from cricket.
Yeah. Hitting for six is when you hit a home run in cricket, you get 6 points.
ちょっとね、I don't know the rules of cricket, so let's save this for another episode.
Yeah. No one really does.
誰も理解してない。
But there are some mistakes you should not be making, Terumi. Including you not being able to say the most important word.
What is it? 一番大事な言葉を言ってなかったな、私。やだ。Okay, so BJ, so what's the Urawaza? Okay, so BJ, what's the Urawaza phrase?
So you failed to say the word...Urawaza.
Yeah, but Urawaza ga yen nakuna. You know, BJ, like the other day, like I was on the radio show.
Yeah.
And I even couldn't say my name.
What did you call yourself?
Yeah, なんかね、石井テルミを噛んでたの。噛むって言うんだけど、その。
You stumbled over your word. You stumbled over, yeah.
Stumbled over my name. That was even worse, ne.だから裏技も言えないのもナイメアだけど、自分の名前が言えなかったりもしますから、私は。はい、でも反省します。Sorry.
But you know, it's funny when we use, like, between Ruben and I, we use 裏技 as English now.
Oh, really? Wow. It's like, karaoke みたいな感じ。
Yeah, like we say, like, have we got enough urawazas? What's our next urawaza for the episode?
わ、すごいじゃん。ちょっと二人の力でさ、オックスフォードディクショナリーとかに載せてよ、ちょっと。
Yeah, we'll do a future Wafu Ego episode.
ね、Wafu Ego。
That will be the true, that will be the true success of this podcast is in episode 250, where we have to do a Wafu Ego episode and talk about the word urawaza that we have introduced into the language.
いや、本当にエピソード250ぐらいで私たちが使ってた言葉がもう英語になってるっていうのをね、紹介するっていうのはアルティメットゴールにしましょう。
Yeah.
Okay, but so, what is the English word for urawazas? Now.
So I would translate it as hack. English language hacks.
Hack, ね. Life hack.
Yeah. So the same hack as life hack. So English language hacks, yeah.
English language 外資系 hack. なるほど、なるほど。
Yeah.
でも I like 裏技。
裏技。広げましょう。Spread it.
広げていきましょう。Yeah.
International Corporation English Language Hack Podcast.
Yeah.
Not so catchy.
English, that's another relationship.
English, internet. No, I can't sing it. I was going to sing it.
I 今歌おうとした。Yeah. Why did you try to sing it?
Well, the reason I try to sing it is because, you know, this podcast always has a lot of music. Thanks to you.
え、私のおかげで、私のせいで、歌がなかなか入ってきていると。歌が結構入ってきていると。
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think I haven't been singing recently.
Maybe,
have I?
Maybe you've become a bit self-conscious, but as always, Terumi, you have been singing. So we want to end this episode with some of your... With some of your best tracks.
Yeah, 私が歌ってたのがまた流れちゃう。どうぞ。 Ain't no mountain high enough. みたいな感じが。
It wasn't Marvin Gaye.
Is it like, take me out to the ballpark?
Take me out to the ball game.So, Terumi, Happy Mountain Day!
Happy Mountain Day to you! え、これ言うの Happy Mountain Day って。
I sing it. I go, Happy Mountain Day to you. No, I don't.
You sing?
No.
BJ は今日歌ってるみたいですよ、皆さん。So, it wasn't only me. BJ, you were singing as well.
Yeah, I sang a little bit, yeah. Embarrassingly.
You don't, like, but you are not like a singingtype of person, are you?
No.
Karaoke とか行ったりしない、あんまり。
Do you know what I do with my wife sometimes?
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. Just two of us. Yeah, but in big groups, I can't do it.
Ah, そんなそうなんだ。人前じゃあんま歌わないのね。
Yeah, and I'm in producer Ruben's band, and he won't let me sing.
we let BJ sing on the Christmas song, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Next Christmas, check out Ruben VM's Japanese Christmas for my only singing debut.
Oh, じゃあ今年のクリスマスでもまた聞けるかもしれない?
Yeah.
ということで、ルーベンのバンドの中で BJ が歌っている唯一の音源があるということで、皆さんチェックしましょう。
Yeah.
レアな音源ということですね。
It certainly is, yeah.
But you were singing.In our podcast, so that was very rare.
Well, I think it just shows how relaxed I am in the company of my two friends.
Ah, 嬉しい。そんなこと言ってくれるの。How sweet of you to say that. リラックスしてるから、そうやって歌うモードになってくれたんだね。
But anyway.60 episodes, Terumi.
60回達成しました。やりました。すごい。I couldn't imagine we could continue this project so far. This far.
This far. ね。But we're gonna keep growing. We're gonna keep growing.
そうですよ。裏技という言葉をイギリスの辞書に載せるまでやりますからね。
And also, on that note, we've got a big announcement to make, Terumi.
はい。大きなお知らせがここであります。イエーイ。
So far we've made 60 episodes. We've got lots of urawazas. You know, we've had interviews, worksheets, animation, and you know, we want to keep making more.
はい、ここまで60回エピソードをお届けしてまいりました。裏技も紹介しましたし、インタビューの回もありました。ワークシートも毎回ね、ついてました。アニメーションの動画も YouTube で公開してきました。なんですが、これからもっともっとコンテンツをね、これからも作り続けていけたらと思っています。
So we are going to start a special members club. So while the main podcast will remain free forever, there will be another option, and we're calling that option the Urawaza Executive Lounge.
はい、ということで、ちょっと会員制のスペシャルコンテンツというのを始めたいと思います。あの、今まで通り無料で聞けるポッドキャストのコンテンツは配信変わらずし続けるんですが、プラスアルファのボーナスコンテンツ、をお届けするというそんなメンバーズクラブ、
yeah.
名付けて裏技エグゼクティブラウンジというものをこれから始めていこうと思います。
Yeah. So all our extra content, extra episodes, extra interviews will be for members of the lounge only moving forward.
はい、ということで今後エクストラの、まあ、あのポッドキャストは今まで通り配信するんですけども、プラスアルファのコンテンツであったりちょっとスペシャルインタビューだったり、そういった、まあ、スペシャルボーナスコンテンツをこれから作っていって、そちらは、その、加入してくれたメンバー様だけにお届けするといった、そんな仕組みを作ります。
Yeah. So join now for a bonus episode, and upcoming soon as well is a special interview with a very special person, Ishii Terumi, about her career, about her career, like what brought her to this moment in her life.
なるほど。はい、なのでですね、ちょっとボーナスエピソード早速聞きたいという方は、その裏技エグゼクティブラウンジに参加していただけると嬉しいです。あの、私がこう、なんでこんなキャリアになったかというようなスペシャルインタビューなんですかね。はい、そういったものも早速お届けできたらと思っています。
Yeah. And moving forward, also, all our worksheets will become exclusive to the members too.
まあ、ちょっと今までと変わることといえば、ワークシートっていうのを各エピソードごとにあの見られるようにご案内してたんですけれども、ワークシートはこれからはこのエグゼクティブラウンジメンバーの方だけにお届けするというふうに変えさせていただきます。
But, you know, I'm looking forward to it, Terumi, because it will give us the opportunity to do, you know, far, you know, more interesting things, longer discussions, longer interviews, and deliver better content for our listeners.
はい、私も楽しみにしております。もっとね、いろいろ、あの、実はすごいいろいろカットしている部分だとか、話が盛り上がっちゃって、でも本編に入れられないといったそんなエピソードがあったので、そういった部分をどんどん、ね、あの、惜しみなくお届けできるようになるのではないかと思っています。
You know, hopefully we can do some question and answer sessions with our members as well. And we're looking to have at least two bonus episodes per month.
あ、ね、ちょっとインタラクティブなコンテンツ。ね、皆さんからいただいた質問に対して BJ と私で答えるですとか、まあ、そういった内容だとか、あとは最低でも月に2回の、ボーナスコンテンツをお届けできたらと思っています。
Yeah. And it's a very simple system. We're going to be using a website called Patreon. Patreon.
Patreon というウェブサイトの仕組みを使わせていただきます。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's from the US, so it's all in English, but that's not a problem for our listeners. And you will receive a special podcast code that you can place into your player. So if it's iTunes, put it into iTunes, and you can listen to the extra episodes through that.
Patreon というウェブサイト全部英語なんですけれども、まあ、外資系ラザ英語のリスナーさんだったら問題ないでしょうということでですね。で、そこ、はい、その発行されたコードをポッドキャストの中に入力すると、ボーナスコンテンツが聞けるというそういった仕組みになっています。
Yeah. And there are three different levels to the executive lounge. There is the shinsotsu level, which is 300 yen per month, the manager level for 600 yen per month, and the executive level at 1200 yen per month, 1200 yen per month.
はい、こちらの裏技エグゼクティブラウンジ会員制なんですけれども、そちらの会費が3つのレベルに分かれておりまして、まず新卒レベルは月額300円、マネージャーレベル月額600円、そしてエグゼクティブレベル、役員レベルは1200円、月額1200円となっています。
Yeah, and each level, the content is exactly the same.
はい。で、今3つのレベルがあると言ったんですけれども、お届けする内容は、まあ、どれでも同じです。
Yeah. We just appreciate that we have a wide audience. We get mails from our listeners, and some are students, some are senior executives. So just pay what you like and what you can afford.
はい。まあね、あの、新卒から役員までというような言い方をしましたけれども、まあこれはあくまでもちょっとね、そういった名前にしているだけでですね、あの、好きな額というか好きなティアを選んでいただけたら、あの、手っ取り早く言うとちょっとあの、投げ銭システムみたいな感じです。
Yeah.
あの、ちょっとあの、聞いてて面白かったと思っていただけたら、私たちになんか投げ銭みたいな形で応援の形をいただけると嬉しいなという、そういったシステムでございます。
Yeah.
あのもちろんその新卒の方でも役員クラスを選ぶことできますし、実際役員レベルの方でも新卒レベルのその300円とかでもそれはあの何でも OK でございますので、ご自由に選んで、あのちょっと私たちにね、あの寄付してあげてもいいかなと思う方はご協力いただけると嬉しいです。
Yeah, and it's a new experiment. It may take some time to sort out, but please be patient and please support us.
はい、ちょっと新しい試みですので、私たちもどうなるかはわからないし、もしかしたらちょっとお手間をかけてしまうかもしれないですが、一緒にちょっと please be patient ということで、あの、よろしくお付き合いいただけると嬉しいです。
Yeah. And the link to the Patreon, rather than say it on air because it's quite complicated, you know, look in the links below the podcast or below the YouTube site, or go to our SNS social media, and that is where we'll, you know, just click the link to our Patreon site there.
どうやってでは外資系エグゼクティブラウンジのメンバーになるかと言いますと、まあ、つまりは Patreon のウェブサイトに行っていただきたいんですけれども、ポッドキャスト、そして YouTube、SNS、私たちの外資系裏技英語のアカウントのところの説明欄のところに書いておきますので、そちらからぜひ飛んで行っていただけたらと思います。
And on that note, I can't wait to meet more of our listeners via the Urdawaza Executive Lounge. And I can't wait for our next episode and our next 10 episodes starting next week.
はい、ということでね、新しい試みも始まるので、何が待ってるか、どういう展開になるか、実験的な試みではあるんですけれども、私たちもすごく楽しみですし、実際メンバーになってくれた方ともっとね、あの、なんかね、オンラインで交流できたりなんていうことも楽しみにしております。うん、そして今回、外資系裏技英語60回達成したということで、次も70回に向けて、これからも面白いコンテンツを届けていけたらと思っております。
See you next week!
はい、どうも、今週もありがとうございました。また来週お会いしましょう。バイバイ。
バイ。Thank you very much for supporting 外資系裏技英語。
いつも裏技英語を聞いてくださってありがとうございます。そして私たちのツイッター、インスタグラムもぜひフォローしてください。アカウントは @裏技英語です。
And if you really want to support the show and practice some 裏技 with your friends and family, buy our line stamps on the line store.
そして外資系裏技英語では新しく裏技エグゼクティブラウンジを開設します。月額制で限定コンテンツを配信していきますので、ぜひともメンバーになっていただけたら嬉しいです。
Don't forget to check the show description or the video description on YouTube for the link on how to do this.
もちろん、裏技エグゼクティブラウンジメンバーにならずとも、ポッドキャストで今まで通り番組を配信していきますので、役に立った、面白かったという方は、ポッドキャストで評価とレビューをしたり、お友達や仕事仲間に広めたりしていただけるととっても助かります。これからも外資系裏技英語どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。